Up, everybody. Welcome back to My Non-Expert Opinion. I'm your host, Chelsea Reif, and I'm a podcast strategist who helps people launch, grow, and monetize their podcast. I have not done a solo episode in a hot minute, and I really want to get into mini episodes. I'm a big fan of short, sweet, and to the point, and so let's not make this intro any longer. Let's dive right in. I want to talk to you about something called the snow globe effect. Now, I don't know if I coined this. I have not actually Googled this term. That's probably horrible broadcast journalism of me, but it's essentially a term that I use to think about zooming out and reviewing my life. Origin story here. I first heard about this on a podcast called Sex with Emily. It's exactly what you think it is. It's a sex therapist who talks about sex, dating, relationships, etc. And I remember this is honestly probably 6 years ago. She had a producer on. I think they were talking about a breakup and they were just comparing like male and female notes after breakups. And something that stood out to me was how he said he moved on versus how Emily was saying she dealt with breakups. And he said something along the lines of, I started picturing my future wife looking at me through like a snow globe or just like looking down on me from the sky, something of that nature, right? Again, this is like 6 years ago. I don't remember the exact words. But he goes, I just started to feel like my future wife would be like, why are you crying? I'm right here. I've got you, right? I love you. Like, what's going on? Why are you so sad? If you only knew that this was part of your future, you would be able to let go and move forward. And that concept stuck with me so much that obviously I've never forgotten it. And that's why I'm talking about it today, that I started to really view my life from an aerial point of view as a snow globe. So whenever I travel, and I travel a lot, I've been to like a new country every single month this year. I travel so much that sometimes it's really hard to understand really what's even going on, right? You're just running around day to day, jumping into all these different experiences while working and trying to keep a social life and stay healthy and blah, blah, blah. It's just so much that sometimes I really need to look at this snow globe and be like, okay, pull out this mental snow globe, look inward and see what's going on. Now, essentially what you're doing here is zooming out. So think of it this way. Imagine you're on a Google document or a Notion document, and you're like, I just can't see the whole table, and I need to see the whole table to do the equation, and you zoom out. That's exactly what this concept is. So I try to use this snow globe effect whenever I'm feeling overwhelmed, or I'm feeling like sad or depressed, or I just need to like get out of a funk. I pull out this mental snow globe. And I like to look at it as what I want my life to look like, or I look at it as where I am now and thinking of whoever's looking at the snow globe is like my ideal future self or my ideal partner, relationship, career opportunity, whatever it is. So I take this ethereal, made up person, entity, whatever you want to call it, and I imagine that they are looking at my situation and what would they say to me? They would probably be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're upset about this because if you just kept going and literally turned the corner, you would see that I'm right here or that it's my future husband. And they're like, Chelsea, if you would have just like stopped crying and looked forward, you would have seen that I was looking at you and I wanted to talk to you the whole time. This actually is what I've used in the past to move on for breakups or situationships. I truly imagine who is the person that I'm going to end up meeting that's going to be hopefully my forever person that is going to whip out this snow globe and shake it and just be like, Chelsea, again, look up. I'm right here. Like, just take a step back from what you're doing and see the bigger picture. And that's really what the snow globe effect is you're taking a step back and not being in the muck. So breakups, you guys know this, are like truly traumatic to me. And whenever I go through one, I'm like, I genuinely do not understand how I will ever feel the same again or be able to move forward from how I feel right now. And then what I usually do is call my mom bawling, crying. And her advice is always get out of that room. Go change the energy. Go walk on the beach. Go take your journal to a coffee shop. Go read. Go to the movies. Do something. And I used to get really frustrated with her. I'm thinking of a very specific example in Australia. I had been dating this guy for like a month. And I took all what I thought were the quote unquote right steps of like going on proper dates and meeting during the day and not drinking every date and not getting super drunk and not sleeping with him on the first night, you know, very like traditional conservative dating. And then we ended up hooking up and it was amazing. And then all of a sudden, a few weeks later, he stopped talking to me. And I was so crushed and heartbroken because, again, I thought what I was doing was quote unquote the right thing. By the way, this was also me not having high confidence and being like, that's actually a turnoff how you're handling this. I was like, oh, I'm not good enough. And there was something about me and this is why it ended. I think a lot of people in my life, especially women, we tend to do that, right? We tend to blame ourselves of like, what changed? Did I say something wrong? Did I text the wrong thing? And that's what completely eradicated our relationship. When in reality, by the way, quick side tangent, if one text rocks the foundation of your relationship or what you were building, that's sad. That's not a relationship. That is gambling, right? That's like one little thing going wrong and losing all your money. So just a side tangent on if you are anxious when you're dating, like I usually am, I'm working on it. We're getting to secure everyone. But if you are and you're like, oh my God, he stopped talking to me. It must have been because I answered 4 hours later instead of my usual 1 hour later. Or I sent an emoji and that probably scared him off because now he thinks I'm clingy. Like if you're doing that, you probably have a very activated attachment style and you should probably read the book Attached. Go hire an attachment coach. Go to therapy like I did. But also in general, just be turned off that that person would be completely disengaged after one text message. Okay, so back to regular programming. I was so upset about this guy. And I called my mom, so depressed in my room, hadn't eaten all day, hadn't moved. Keep in mind, we weren't even exclusive. And she was like, I think you need to get out of the room and like change your energy. You live by a beautiful beach. And I did. I lived in Bondi Beach at the time. She's like, go do something you like to do. Go get gelato. Go talk to your friends. And I'm like, are you crazy? Like, that is just not in the cards for me. Like, at that point, and I'm not even trying to be funny here, like I literally couldn't even like get myself up to get a glass of water. I'm like, is she joking that I'm just going to get out of bed and go see friends for dinner? And now that I'm older and wiser, and my mom is probably like laughing at this, I understand what she meant. She was basically saying, zoom out, right? Get out of there. That's what zooming out is and looking at yourself through the snow globe of like your highest self, Chelsea, would not want you to be unable to get up and get a glass of water and properly feed yourself over a guy that you talk to for about a month and clearly has no adult mature communication skills. And now that's stuck with me is whenever I feel bad or again, like depressed or anxious or anything, it's because I am wallowing in pity. I'm wallowing around. I'm stuck in that dark, icky, gross, whatever bubble of energy I've created, and I need to pop it. And let me tell you, once I pop it, it is like night and day, the shift in energy. I remember that day in Australia, I ended up somehow getting myself up. I brought a journal to the beach. I journaled for like 2 hours, and then I got myself some type of treat or meal, and then I called a friend, and I was like, wow, I actually do feel instantly better. And it really was because I zoomed out, I changed the energy, and I thought of myself looking at a snow globe through my highest self and being like, oh, she would be so proud. She would be like, yes, she's doing it. She got out of the house. She brought the journal to the beach. Yes, like, I love where this snow globe is going. And if she didn't like it, she would shake it up and be like, I want to see something different, or I want to see the snowflakes fall in a different way. That's why we shake snow globes, is just because A, it's fun, and B, we want to see if something changes. But if we're not doing that with our own life, we can't expect anything to change. Now, I also used this effect recently when I was in big cities like New York and London. I somehow have ended up in London every fall for the last 3 years, totally by accident. Like, this is not an intentional plan that I've set out. It's just the way the cards fall. Somehow I've been here almost every August for the last 3 years. So with familiarity, I feel safety. Someone asked me this on a podcast, like, how do you know if you feel safe? And for me, that's like familiarity and comfort, which I think that's how anxiety works, is we get triggered by uncertainty and we start worry and making up fake scenarios and build all this uncertainty into our thoughts. And then that's what creates, again, this very unregulated nervous system. So with London, I was like, I'm not too worried about that. Like, I know my way around. I know what I like to do there. I know what I like to eat. But New York, I don't think I've been there since I was there for a job in probably like 2018. I mean, that's what, 5 years ago? And when I went last time, it was a very different experience. Most times I went to New York in my 20s was for work. And so I was always in areas where media agencies were. So I used to work with some of the biggest media agencies in the world. And a lot of them were headquartered in New York, like Mediacom, Any Group M Agency, Omnicom, etc. So my trips to New York were always very in and out, just doing a bunch of meetings and leaving. This time in New York, I was going there by choice. And so I knew I wanted this to feel more like being a local New Yorker versus just a traveler going there for business. And so I stayed at a friend's house and I didn't have this bucket list of like tourist items I needed to see and all these events I needed to go to. Well, I guess that's a lie. I had a bucket list in terms of like creative things I wanted to do, but it wasn't like, let's eat at Carbone and let's go to all these like kitschy, trendy New York places. I knew exactly how I wanted to spend my time there. And one thing that was making me really anxious was A, I had never been there for 10 days with that mentality. B, New York is probably one of the most expensive cities in the world right now. And by the way, I can confirm it is more expensive than London. Also, a bunch of people that I just hadn't seen in a long time lived there, like old friends, people I've hooked up with or been in relationships with. Like New York just has a lot of energy, right? And for some reason, I had mentally prepared myself to just be overwhelmed, which I don't know why I thought that was a good strategy. But I was like, you know what? It's going to be chaotic. It's going to be a lot. You're going to hate it at the end. Like, you're going to be like, wow, I should have only gone for 3 days. But you haven't been there in so long. So like, let's just enjoy it. I am happy to report that is actually not how I felt towards the end. I posted this on Instagram stories, but New York City used to swallow me whole and spit me out. Like, I hated going there because I felt like I never fit in. I didn't feel like creative enough or bossy enough or direct enough, like all these adjectives that I think New Yorkers are. And the energy is so buzzy that I'm like, this just isn't me. And that's why I would never consider living there. And for some reason, this time around, I felt different. And I was like, why is that? And I really think it's because I used the snow globe effect or this method, whatever you want to call it, where I looked at my time in New York as a snow globe, where if my higher self was looking at it, they would be like, Chelsea, you did exactly what you said you were going to do. You went to creative events. You went to book launches. You did networking with other incredible people. You went to fun things like a spelling bee. You went to a Pilates studio. You went to vintage stores. These are all things, again, that I had never done in New York City. It was always like running to a business meeting, doing some lunch where you're just schmoozing with a bunch of salespeople and media people and leaving. And so this time, I think it was a mix of doing what I wanted to do and allowing myself to do that and then putting on this snow globe effect of, wow, New York actually isn't as big as you think it is or as hectic. By the way, obviously, I know New York is literally big, but it didn't feel that way because I was looking at it from the snow globe perspective. So this is why I think it could help if anything is feeling big to you, right? You're traveling to a new big city or you have a new big job opportunity or a big decision is coming up. Try to use this. Take out your mental snow globe as if you were your most highest, confident, clear, smartest, most intelligent, beautiful self. And what would they think about looking at your situation in a snow globe? So what would they be saying, right? Would they be like, okay, if she made this decision, this is how it would look or turn out. And this is how it would feel, right? I make a lot of decisions based on how will I feel in 6 months about this or 12 months or next week. I know a lot of people are like, don't make decisions emotionally. I don't make decisions when I'm activated, but I do think about how I'm going to feel. And so if I have a big work decision to come up, right? Like, for example, we are working on so many things behind the scenes that it's actually been very frustrating for me because it's all back end stuff that you can't see. And as someone who grew up in corporate America and capitalistic society, it's very driven by like what you input is what you output, right? So the fact that I'm inputting so much, but it's not showing and it's not generating money has caused me a lot of stress. And to be quite honest, it's made me feel really insecure because I'm like, are you bad at managing people? Are you bad at managing your time? Are you bad at project management? Do you even know how to project manage? And I will say that's 100% a trigger. I used to actually manage people in my corporate job and I did not like it at all. I asked my manager to move me back to a solo contributor role because I did not like managing people. To be honest, I still don't like managing people. And bigger than that, I also think I just have an insecurity around managing a lot of projects at once. I like to focus on one thing and monotask and like sprint through it. And sometimes in business, that's not really what happens. It's like you need to start this project in order to make the other one happen. Like they build on each other, or this thing needs to get done before we can greenlight this other thing. Like sometimes that's how the cards fall. And so I've just been so stressed out about it. And I'm like, okay. You're stressed out too because you have your blinders on and you're looking down and again, you're stuck in the muck. Like your rain boots are literally stuck there. You can't move and you're like, I can't get out of here. So what you need to do is get that mental snow globe and zoom out. So when I zoomed out, I was like, you know what it is I keep saying yes to every single thing. I keep committing to things that people invite me to, whether that is a social event or a podcast interview or a guest workshop, anything. I'm just saying yes to everything. I'm saying yes to meetings with people that don't really need to be meetings. I'm saying yes to concerts and events and things that I don't really want to go to when I think about it. And I'm like, where is this coming from, right? That's where the snow globe comes in, zoom out. And I realize I put this kind of like self-imposed timeline into how I operate lately. That's like, you have to get it, quote unquote, all out of your system. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or because in Mexico City, we talked a little bit about my fertility. And so now I kind of have like a baby on the mind in the next 3 to 5 years. And so I'm starting to think of this future baby of like, how will my travel and all my decisions affect them? There's a lot going on in my brain and spiritual world. But all of this is to say that this zoom out allowed me to see these thoughts differently, right? I didn't recognize this when I'm deep in my Notion dashboard and email and Voxer and WhatsApp and all these places I communicate with people. I can't see this stuff. I'm just so focused on the task at hand and what's due that day that it's so hard to zoom out. So when I get that snow globe and I'm like, what do you need here? Oh, you need to slow down. You need to say no to things. You need to stop acting like every single project deadline is urgent. By the way, like I make up these projects, right? So I can move the deadline back. Now, that's not to say every time I can do that, right? There's obviously financial commitments and things we need to worry about or consider when we are putting out products and launches. That's a whole other podcast. But I was like, why are you making everything due by the end of the month? Like, you just need to chill out. This all reminded me of a time last year where after that 4-month trip with Remote Year, I went to a remote island in Croatia where it was the off season and completely disengaged from so many things for like 3 weeks. And what I did every day is I went to the water that was freezing cold. I jumped in. I brought a journal. I listened to some type of like spiritual or mental health podcast. I slept in. I cooked every single meal at home, which I had not done for 4 months. And that was because I had zoomed out and realized that's what I needed. So this time when I was thinking about all these projects going on and the podcast and you know, I've been wanting to write something forever. Like I'm writing, but I'm like, oh, I don't know what it is. And it all just feels clunky and messy and chaotic. And I'm like, you need a downtime period. You need a reflection period. You need to almost have a snow globe month to be able to really review all these things. So the snow globe effect allowed me to go ahead and decide I need to take September off from a bunch of client-facing work. Now, this was not an impulse decision. Also, as a reflector, I like to actually use the lunar cycles and wait a bit before I make any type of really big decision. And I knew that taking a month off is going to feel very activating for my nervous system, right? I mean, I, again, worked in corporate America. You work 40 hours a week and you get that biweekly paycheck. So the idea that you just take a month off has never in my life been something I've considered. And fortunately, so many of the ways that I've set up my business, I have recurring monthly revenue. So people are on payment plans. I've sold a few things recently that those are on payment plans, and that's able to support me just for the month of September. Now, interestingly enough, it's also Virgo season, and I'm a Virgo moon and Virgo rising, which is all about refining things, editing, looking at the details. And I had already booked a retreat to Greece way back in January. So this couldn't have come at a more perfect time because I'm like, oh my God, this is the season astrologically. This is the season when I booked the retreat. And just the way things have been going in my life with work and business and personal life, it's time to zoom out and basically take the month off to whip out my snow globe and see what needs to change and how do I want it to look in the future. This has helped me in so many different situations. Again, personal life, professional life, friendships, commitments. If I'm feeling overwhelmed, it's usually because I'm not zooming out. And if I take a step back and whip out the snow globe, I can see the picture more clearly. So go try this out, especially right now if you're feeling anxious about something, if you feel like you're maybe being too impulsive about a decision, if you feel urgent, like, oh my God, I got to do it, right? You're like, oh, I can't even speak. If you're feeling that energy, frantic, and just not neutral and grounded, it might be time to whip out your mental snow globe. So that's it for today. Mini episode. Let me know what you think of this type of content. I'm someone that for the last 6 years has done long form interview style content and long form solos. So if you found this valuable, please let me know. You can DM me at Chelsea Reif on Instagram, share this in your Instagram stories and tag me so I can reshare it. Email me, contact me through the website, whatever channel of communication. I am here to chat and see what you think. And let me know if you try this. If you are feeling stressed out right now, get out that snow globe, try it, and then let me know what happens after. If you found this helpful, then what would help me a ton is leaving a review and rating on Apple Podcasts. All you have to do is go to Apple Podcasts, scroll down to the section where it says write a review, write that up. And by the way, if you do that, I will enter you into a raffle to win a gift from me. So what you want to do is screenshot that and then send it to info@chelseareif.com. You could also DM me on Instagram at Chelsea Reif. And again, screenshot it before you send it because Apple is very weird about these showing up. And then while you're at it, consider going to Spotify and leaving 5 stars. If you have any feedback that would require you to leave less than 5 stars, please DM me or email me and let's chat about it. Again, thank you so much for listening. Your support means the world. It's why I've done this for so long. I hope this was helpful and I'll see you in the next episode.